Well, I'm joined by Courtney Laws. And Courtney, first of all, great to have you back in the England squad after injury. And obviously, what a game to be back for. It should be a cracker.
Yeah, it's going to be a real tough physical game. And yeah, it's good to be back for it. And, you know, I can sort of help out the boys now and not just sitting on the sidelines wishing I was there. So, yeah, it's good.
How difficult has it been, the fact you've been almost fit for a little while now and then back with Northampton, but not be able to quite get back into that England lineup till now?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't fit till the Italy game, and you know, you can't just go straight back into the England setter without playing a match. So I played a couple of games with the Saints and, you know, got back into decent form, and now I'm just ready to get on the pitch and you know, do it for my country.
Absolutely. And in terms of the locks while you've been out, obviously a great job done by Moritz Boater and Tom Palmer, and now Jeff Parling coming in.
Yeah, definitely. The boys have all been really good, and you know, the competition's fierce, and you know, it's just a bit, you know, rubbish that one of us don't get to play, sort of thing, or get on the bench. So, you know, it's good though. It's good competition, and I suppose, you know, it brings the best out in you.
Definitely. I mean, Tom, for example, to be missing out and not even in the 22, that does show what you've just said about that strength and depth.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Tom's such a good player, and so, you know, the other boys too. I feel pretty lucky to be on the bench, and hopefully I can get on and show what I'm about and maybe try and get my starting spot back.
Definitely. And in terms of the line-out, obviously it's a key part of any Locks game. The Welsh line-out perhaps looking a little bit fallible at times, and a lot of people have said that this could be a key battleground come the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, every team's got their strengths and their weaknesses, haven't they? And I think our strengths are definitely our set piece, and hopefully we can look to exploit theirs, which is certainly what we're going to try and do.
Absolutely. And in terms of that Welsh lineup as a whole, Courtney, it's a pretty fearsome one, isn't it?
Oh yeah, they got a big team in general and a big pack. So it just you know, like I said, every team's got their strengths and weaknesses. You can't have everything. So you know, they'll come with their physicality, but I'm sure we can bring it to them as well.
Definitely. And physicality from England's point of view, the likes of your good self back on the bench, Manu Tuilagi back in the starting lineup. There's some real kind of potential good ball carriers there, aren't there, in line breakers?
Well, yeah, definitely. You talk about big physical players, and then you got big Manu in the centre there. So, you know, we're not lacking in that department as well. So, you know, hopefully I can come on and sort of help him out and add a bit of intensity of my own.
I know you've not been part of the England squad during that injury, but under Stuart Lancaster's interim regime, with a lot of new faces and your captain in Chris Robshaw, are you pretty impressed with how England stand at the moment moving on to these next three games?
Yeah, things are going really well, and we're only getting tighter and tighter as a team. So, you know, I expect big things from this weekend, and I'm sure we can shock a few people.
And attitude-wise and sort of passion-wise and so on, it seems to be very, very nailed on under Stuart.
Yeah, definitely. Stuart's got us going in the right direction. Everyone's behind him, so that's what you need from a team. And you know, it just shows we're going in the right direction.
In terms of the occasion, Courtney, England versus Wales, wherever it's played, it's always such a passionate fixture, isn't it? And to have it as your first game of this campaign at Twickenham.